November 13th, 1918, Rochester. My dear Henry, well, here's the excitement I was going to tell you that happened on the date of your last letter, November 7th. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, an extra came out that peace was declared and you should have seen this town. The news spread like fire, and before 2 o'clock, every place in town was closed up. And Main Street was a wonderful show of people, parades, bands, noise, and everything imaginable. It came so suddenly, it was hardly believable. Well, just before going to bed, Dad came home and said he heard that the news of peace was a fake. That, of course, took all the good out of us. Well, the next morning, Friday the 8th, the truth came out. The papers were published, and believe me, Rochester was a real disappointed place. Business went on as usual, but we all felt the end of the war was near. John wanted to bet with me that Germany wouldn't sign the armistice. At 4:15 a.m. Monday morning, I was sorry I didn't take him up, for the news that the Germans had given up struck town. This time it wasn't a fake. I woke up and heard the whistles and bells and thought it was 6 o'clock. The woman next door hollered, "Hooray!" And with all the doors and windows closed, it sounded like help. Mother heard it at the same time I did, and we both jumped out of bed, thinking her house was on fire or something. But when we opened the door, she hollered, "Hooray!" again. And with all the noise, we knew the end of the war had come at last, and that all our prayers were answered. Marie O'Keefe.